In our confession of faith the last several weeks, we've been celebrating the reformation of the Christian faith that took place 500 years ago, or at least it was started at that time. It was a very necessary reformation. Again, one of the things that was the formal cause of the reformation was the idea that our sole source of authority is Scripture. And so that's why we take time that even this confession of faith is a product of that we confess our faith in the Word of God. There were actually five solas, as we've talked about, or alone, uniquely ideas in the Reformed idea of our salvation. Salvation is by faith alone, through grace alone, in Christ alone, for the glory of God alone, and our source of authority is only the Word of God and Scripture. We've discussed Scripture alone. We spent several weeks on that as our source of authority. The last 2 weeks we've been talking about faith as our only means of justification, faith, not works. This week I want to examine the doctrine of grace. Why do we profess and hopefully possess a saving grace in Christ and His gospel when others of our neighbors and family members do not? Are we more intelligent or more virtuous than they are? Do we quicken our faith to waken ourselves out of spiritual stupor in which our sinful nature places us? The answer again is no. You know that's not true. Paul says in Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. Does none who are righteous or understand, who seek God, and all have turned aside, does that include us? You know it does. From first to last, God saves His people by grace alone. In divine election, He chooses men and women in Christ for redemption based on nothing in them, but only on account of His gracious choice to sit His love on them. Furthermore, in regeneration, God acts alone and wholly by His grace. He takes hearts dead in sin and makes them alive unto Him, giving them the gifts of faith and repentance. As we learned when we studied chapter 6 of the Gospel of John, Jesus Himself addressed the necessity of God's grace to overcome our moral inability. Can you put that up now? Is it? Do you have it? Or if you don't, that's okay. Okay, good. Okay. The part that I wanted to read here is Jesus said to them, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Now, the key word in this statement is draw. What is meant by drawing? The Greek word translated as draw is elko. Gerhard Kittel's Theological Dictionary of the New Testament defines elko to mean to compel by irresistible authority. Linguistically, then, the word means to compel. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me compels him. Reformed theology teaches that faith itself is a gift of God given to the elect. God Himself creates the faith in the believer's heart. God fulfills the necessary condition for salvation, and He does so without condition. Praise God. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, and to put up the next verse, if you would, Ephesians 2:8 to 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not by works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Paul is declaring what every Reformed person affirms, that faith is only by grace and is a gift of God. Faith is not something we conjure up by our own effort or the result of the willing flesh. Faith is a result of the Spirit's sovereign work of regeneration. It's no accident that this statement concludes a passage that begins with Paul's declaration that we have been quickened, are made alive, while we were in a state of spiritual death. Salvation is by grace. Father, we thank You for Your gracious gift of saving faith. May we never forget that You are the entire author of our faith and the architect of our salvation, and that we have nothing in ourselves of which to boast. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.